This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. With resources and funding in question, officials in Wood County are still trying to determine how to deal with a large industrial fire just outside the city limits of Parkersburg. The fire, which started at about 1 a.m. Saturday and destroyed a warehouse facility, is expected to burn for days as local officials still have no timeline as to when the fire will be out. Reporter Dave Mistich attended an emergency meeting of the County Commission last night and spoke to the Commission President Blair Couch about the latest.
Describe to me, you know, the situation that we're in. We're, you know, approaching 48 hours after the start of this fire. Where do things, you know, where do things stand right now exactly?
I've spent a lot of time with the incident commander, and the issue gets to be that volunteer fire departments are therefore volunteer. It was lucky that it was on a Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, because a lot of volunteers were available. We had a lot of units available. We burned through a lot of city water. We were able to get the resource of Marietta Fire Department's pumper boat that came and fed us water. And we blew through 6 million gallons of city water over the course of 36 hours. Now the effort's going to be scaled back because the city doesn't have available water to sustain. Who knew at any point in time that you would have to fight a fire for days? Now, granted, it's not a tire fire, and there are tire fires that last for years, but this is a structure fire near a residential neighborhood. In the middle of the firefight, it became evident that the only way to really combat plastic fires with foam. A company was contacted from Washington, Pennsylvania, who brought down gear and equipment to be able to fight the fire using foam. We utilized them as best we could, and now they're ongoing firefighting and working on this situation will be very expensive. And so that brought us to a head. We called a special meeting because we're getting taxed beyond our resources. And I don't think if this was going to be a 10-day fire that any county in West Virginia would want to be spending $600,000-$700,000 to fight a structure fire on a private property. We've expended funds and reduced the volatile situation to more manageable, but the problem is it continues to burn. And so we brought in state, federal, the private business owner into our building and had a broad-based discussion of how do we stop this.
And so if you would outline the situation a little bit beyond that, right? So basically the county commission is at, you know, at capacity as far as being able to right. finance, you know, a response. The city can't really do much. State resources aren't there to help out, apparently, as far as what you're being told. So at this point, it sounds like, you know, you guys are relying on the property owner to step up and make some contribution or be able to finance some aspect of the response
I think that the individual property owner understands that not only does he have to extinguish this fire, even if some other resource would do that for him, then he has the long phase cleanup of mitigating a hazardous disaster. There's no other way to look at it. He's going to have to expend money to fix this situation. And if they want to do it quickly or slowly, regardless, there's going to be an expenditure of funds to fix this situation. I think the state has resources, but now we're going away from can you provide us a truck to can you provide us money? And the subcontractor that's here that's offered his service to work on this has agreed to come back at 9:30 in the morning to see if solutions are made.
Also, talk for a little bit about what you understand as far as, like, potential health hazards, air quality.
Sure.
That seems like it's the remaining, and a lingering issue here at play right now.
Well, we hear from West Virginia DEP, and then we had a company called TechLaw that's a contractor for United States EPA. They were setting up monitoring equipment all across Wood County. What we saw was that in the immediate vicinity, when this thing plumed straight up like a volcano and then drifted for some distance, they set monitoring equipment out by all indications further out, and every reading they received, as told to me, was within parameters. But very close to this, when the cloud came down, the particulate matter increased significantly. And so it was not ideal condition. They said that is not perfect. But then, this is a living, breathing fire. You were there, I was there. When the wind shifts, things change. So I'm there when they read high particulate matter, and we're looking at moving the emergency command structure out of the way and moving everybody to a different area, and then the wind shifts, and then everybody's fine. So in an abundance of caution, we've been telling people that there is a shelter open. If you're suffering OPCD, you have lung issues or asthma, to be cautious here. If you can smell it, there's something. It's sort of like the licorice water situation you had. It's hard to say there isn't something in it if you smell it. The school system decided to close based on the fluctuation. And none of us meteorologists, but if there's a weather inversion where this smoke stays closer to the ground, it'll increase the hazard level, and maybe it falls within parameters. But from the EPA aspect of it, we are reliant upon them for their analysis. The county does not have resources, nor does any city that I know of, to go out and real-time test air quality. And talking to some industry representatives is always, you're kind of questioning the information you get. But the quick decision was they have parameters. If it stays within parameters, that's what you're most concerned about. As a county commissioner, you never expect to be challenged with the idea, am I going to order an evacuation? And I'm reliant, the only way I can do so is I'm relying on the health department, the EPA, the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection. I'm looking to them for guidance.
That was Dave Mistich speaking with Wood County Commission President Blair Couch. For the latest on the fire just outside of Parkersburg, visit us online at wvpublic.org. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Our producer is Dave Mistich. I'm Teresa Wills. Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by the CAMC Foundation, supporting technological advances at CAMC through the purchase of medical equipment like 3D mammography at the Breast Center and the new CT scanner at CAMC General Hospital. Learn more at CAMCFoundation.org. This is West Virginia Public Broadcasting.